After more than 180 years resting in the shallows of Fitianga Harbour, the wreck of HMS Buffalo is about to be brought to life again. For the first time since it sank in 1840, a team of divers and archaeologists will descend on the wreck this weekend. Using photos, a 3D picture will be created to understand how the ship was constructed. Kirk Bennett is the maritime archaeologist leading the project and told me earlier there'll be a lot to learn.
So we want to re-examine the shipwreck because it was looked at by a couple of archaeologists from South Australia in 1986. And that time the ship was mostly covered in sand. So what they recorded wasn't really that much. And what we found in recent years is all the sand has scoured away and so it's exposed all of the remains of the hull. And so we've got a better opportunity now to capture more data. And so through that, we'll learn about the construction of the ship, through what materials we used, how they were being built or applied to the ship, and, yeah, just get a better understanding of an early 19th century English ship that was built in India.
Yeah, why is it important to find out how it was constructed? What will that sort of specifically tell you?
Well, it adds to a global database, which is very thin at the moment. We don't have many archaeological examples of this type of ship that are easily accessible for research. And then also just understand, just how the ship has been built, what the processes were at that time, what was going on in terms of environment, how shipwrights were adapting to new resources. So it's just opening up all these new research questions that, yeah, we could look into ship construction, how it's developed over time.
Now, how have you got this project out of the blocks? I guess you'll have had to be working with the local community, with iwi. Tell me a bit about that process.
Yes. So it's in partnership with the Mercury Bay Museum. We were awarded the AIMA, which is Australasian Institute for Maritime Archaeology, their annual scholarship. So that kind of kick-started the project. And then through support of local businesses and people, we've also managed to top up the kitty to get this project really, really pumping along. So we've involved Ngāti Hau as well because they have a connection to the ship. Their people helped survivors off the ship and also buried one of the sailors who lost their lives as well. So they have a connection, so we've involved them, we've notified them what we're doing about the ship, and of course it's all non-disturbance, so they're pretty excited about it.
And you're actually getting in the water this morning, so tell me, how long is it going to take to get this information that you're wanting, and what do you actually do?
We're planning probably for two dives, so we're looking around maybe an hour and a half total dive time, and within that, we'll be taking thousands of photos very slowly across the ship. So we want to make sure we've got overlap on each photo. And then we put all those into specialist software, which creates a 3D model. And that will be our baseline sort of data set of the shipwreck. But we'll capture it in its entirety as it's seen today. The difficulty, though, is the ship's only about 50 metres offshore. And so it's prone to exposed swell that's coming in, which today is an easterly, and also at low tide it's very low water, so some of the waves kind of start breaking on top of it, so it's a bit of a washing machine at low tide.
That's maritime archaeologist Kurt Bennett.